It is the 16th of August, 2021. My name is Matthew Simpet, and we're about to start the Football League. And this is interesting, and we will be having a lot of conversations, yourself and me, whereby we will be, you know, dissecting or reviewing or previewing or even going and look at certain players, you know, just how they performed, you know, during the past weekend and the likes. The season is already open, you know, with the MTN 8, and things have been happening there, and, you know, we love it. But on Saturday, something very interesting happened, and it involved Mamkize and Royal AM. Stick around.
Yeah, hi, my name is Matthew Simpet. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics, and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts, and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
I must say, firstly, start by congratulating Mamkize, you know, for having acquired, you know, the PSL status, as well as buying the club of Bloemfontein Celtic from Max Tshabalala. And we appreciate, you know, what Mamkize has done. I'm sure that Max Tshabalala is the man who's more appreciative, because he has been trying to sell the club, you know, for many years. And he's been trying different people, you know, different businessmen, but the deals fell off, you know, for different reasons that we might not know of. And Mamkize managed to come, and she bought the club, and now the club will be relocating to Chatsworth in KZN. That's where they will be playing. And now the team will be named Royal AM in the PSL. So whatever is there, you know, in the 2021-2022 fixtures written Bloemfontein Celtic will be changed to Royal AM, and the matches will be going to Chatsworth Stadium, those that were planned for, you know, in the Free State, at the Dr. Petrus Molemela Stadium, then it will be going there. But now, talking about the Petrus Molemela Stadium again, it will be a white elephant, because in Free State, they don't have, you know, a bigger professional team. They're only left with Free State Stars, and of which it's campaigning in the Glen Africa Championship. So this is something of a concern. You know, I've received a lot of calls, you know, or a number of calls from concerned people from the Free State, many of whom, you know, they are wondering what the future holds for them in Free State, especially when it comes to football, because Bloemfontein Celtic is one, you know, city that supports their football. They've been riding behind the Bloemfontein Celtic through thick and thick. But now, we hear on Mamkize. I think it's only proper, you know, to address certain things, you know, before the PSL on Tuesday, the 17th of August, you know, speaks to the media, just to outline everything that led to them, you know, approving the deal of Mamkize. Much as, you know, we appreciate Mamkize, you know, making her, I think, the fourth, you know, powerful business woman in our football, you know, after, you know, your Natasha Tsikalas, you know, you can involve the Matoma Lala, you can involve the Riale Toaba. These are some of the women, you know, who've made it big in our football, and we love them all, including Mamkize. But now, this is not going to be a circus, you know, that Royal AM has made the league to be, you know, starting from, you know, March, April, May, June, July, up until where we are today, whereby Royal AM are contesting, you know, for them to be promoted to the PSL. Remember the case. I mean, it has been ongoing. I've spoken to you on this platform on many occasions, whereby the club has been taking the league, you know, through the High Court of Gauteng. They've, you know, at certain stages, written letters to Free State, you know, at the, you know, the appeals court in Free State, whereby they are saying the rules of the PSL are not up to standard. My take now is that Mamkize must sit down with the legal team, or, you know, the guys who are advising her. And now they need to thoroughly read and understand and interpret proper the football rules, because it is important now that they are in the PSL. Because I'm sure that they are not going to be a yo-yo team. They are not going to, Mamkize is not going to spend about the reported 50 million rands, and the next thing, the 50 million rands will be gone, and the team will be relegated. They will be hoping to come back another time. But now, More importantly for Mamkize now is that she needs to understand the rules of football or the people, you know, in the office. I know that Sinke Mlisi, which is the CEO, he understands football rules. And now we don't want to see things like this happening again, you know, towards the end of the season, where the team will be bringing the league into disrepute, you know, arguing some things that are not supposed to be argued. But now, with Mamkize being there and then, you know, being in the PSL, and also Andy Lempisane being there, we don't know whether Andy Lempisane will be used as a player or just as a president of the club or whatever he will be, maybe the chairman or, you know, whatever it is these days that, you know, club bosses are taking their children and putting them up there. I wouldn't say, you know, it's like bringing this into some sort of a pigsty whereby, or some sort of a, you know, where children play. But I think, the club chairman and, the business people like your Patrice Motsepe with Tobi Motsepe, as well as Mamkize with, Andile, I think they are trying to build up something here, of which we've got the younger generation of club presidents. And going forward, I'm sure that they will be the ones, you know, who will be running big teams, because the chairman of these days, they are growing. And now we need to have such people, and of which it's something that we appreciate. And they've started early, which is Sundowns as well as Royal AM. But now Mamkize, she needs to make sure that she understands the rules, because I know she might be having money and all those things. And now I understand the case that they had with the PSL doesn't stop, or they won't even withdraw any of them. It will still be going to the Court of Arbitration for Sport in Switzerland. That's what I heard. But now the question is, what is that they are contesting against? Are they contesting Sekhukhune? They want Sekhukhune to be out? Or what is that Mamkize and the team are fighting here? Because they are now in the PSL, and we know that you know, the football rules, the arbitration's decision is final. But now, the interpretation of a legal team, you know, they've got it somehow, and that's why they've launched all these, you know, court appeals and everything. But for today's subject, you know, it's for Mamkize pleading with her just to come here, just to make sure that they play football, they compete for trophies, they want to win this thing, and they just want to, you know, play ball and not, you know, try and play man. Because it is important for that, you know, because we don't want to find the PSL being brought again into disrepute because of, you know, power and all those things. Money is power, we know that. And Mamkize has got power, and we love that, because we've got powerful women, you know, who are doing it. But now, my plea is that Mamkize must just understand the football rules, and the legal team must also try and work with Mamkize and help her in terms of turning that club into something else, because it is you know, encouraging to see such big teams, you know, or such big personalities like Mamkize having a club in the PSL, and we will be supporting them, you know, we'll be working with them, but we hope that they will be coming here in good faith, not just to come here and cause chaos. My name is Matthew Simpede, and this is the Sports Talk Podcast. Write to us at sport@dailysun.co.za, and we are always, you know, responding to whatever we're getting. And thanks very much to those, you know, who've made an effort to try and, you know, respond to the Sports Talk. Thank you very much. Cheers.